Hi, it's Mike. It's McCogan here in Audio Boo. It's 20 minutes past four on Monday, the 12th of January. Just heading back home through the park, been up the town. And I'm looking at where the weir should be. There is no weir because the burn again is way up, swelled right up over the banks. And that's it. It's going down quickly. But I can see where it was just not so long ago, probably overnight. Oh, skies have cleared, funny enough, and I can look to the west and see a jet high in the sky who's leaving not a white streamer behind him, but a pink one, and it's a streamer that's not prevailing in the skies, so it's as if. It's a bit like Iron Man. You ever seen the movie Iron Man? Oh, now the plane is glowing as it's turning in the sky. It's glowing with the sun. If you've ever watched Iron Man, it's a bit like that trailer streamer he leaves behind. Anyway, as I said, the skies are clear. It's been another miserable day. The winds have definitely gone now. They've calmed away. But it was horrendous earlier. I tried lifting those two fence panels to put them round the side of the house meantime, and each time as I got one up and got my hands around it, I almost did a Mary Poppins, disappeared. The wind just caught them and away they went, and I was battling in the garden, and anyway, I got them there. So I like to say that I was feeling a lot better now that I've been out and the days went on, but since my morning thoughts this morning, but I don't know, I suppose, being honest, I am feeling better, but there's still something about me that just wants to shout and scream and curse and swear, which I don't do, but it's just as if there's something in me that needs to get out. I don't know what it is. It'll come eventually. This pathway is full of puddles, really big puddles, and the grass is sodden. Yesterday we went into Glasgow with the family in our car, the big Volvo estate. Three in the back, two in the front. Oh, look at the size of those shoots of daffodils. They're already 3-4 inches up in amongst the shrubbery. And there's also new shoots of Stella Artois, Carling, Black Label, Energy Drink. Yes, Emerge Energy Drinks. So those are shooting up as well, those cans. Isn't it great? We went into Glasgow yesterday. When we left the house here before half 10, it was snowing horrendously. Snowing so bad, actually, and lying on the road, that we didn't risk going up the wee back road to Harthill. We stuck to the main road, and it was snowing so heavy, and when we got to my wife's sister's house, and we had a wee blether in there for 20 minutes before we all headed out, it was still snowing really heavy. It was terrible, and I was beginning to get a bit concerned about getting in, and not just getting in, but getting back from Glasgow. So it was a bit of a blizzard as we went headed out, but by the time we travelled about 6 or 7 miles, it began to change to sleet, and then as we got closer to Glasgow, it changed to light rain, drizzly rain, and then it changed to a heavy, heavy rain, teeming dune it was. And that was a great sign, because I knew that would flush away the snow off the roads. So we got through there safely, no problem, no issues whatsoever. It only takes about 30-35 minutes, well, maybe 40 minutes. Driving at the speed I was yesterday, because the conditions, 40-45 minutes anyway. We got through no problem. Parked up where we normally do at the High Street. The High Street, by the way, in Glasgow is not the high street. It's not the big street. It was a high street way back. And so we park up there and then walk along Ingram Street, straight along from the car park, through the area known as Merchant City. And then we get to the centre of the town, as it were, Buchanan Street. But round about when we approach the Museum of Modern Art, what's it called again? It's a British, but it's got an acronym. Oh my God. Where the terrible accident happened at Christmas there, where there were six people were killed with a dump truck, as it were. What a terrible thing. But as we approached that, we could already see the thousands of floral tributes that had been put down. And as we took our time walking past this, it was just, I mean, there were literally, I don't know how many thousands. There was bouquets and arrangements and wreaths and even scarves and little lanterns and candles and everything. It was wonderful to see it, but in the same respect, it was a damn shame what happened there. And we'd only seen from the television what happened, but when you actually, we know the area so well. I knew exactly which road, which bit of pavement, and which hotel that had run into at the end. And to actually go there and see it and think, my God, no wonder they were killed if that mounted the pavement at that point. So we spent about 5 minutes just looking at all the floral tributes and reading some of them out and just paying our own wee respects to the people that were killed. But anyway, we went into, we carried on, and about 3 or 4 minutes later we were in Drury Street. Drury Street, that is, D-R-U-R-Y. It's a little cobble street, a narrow cobble street that goes between Hope Street and West Nile Street, which is just to the west side of the famous Buchanan Street, the shopping, the big shopping street, where all the people with money go, and the Apple Store, my favourite. And we went in there and we had a wonderful, as usual, three-course meal. They do a fantastic three-course meal for £4.50, would you believe it? Fantastic. And it was my wife's brother, her bachelor brother. He was 55 yesterday, and so he treated us. He paid for the meal and the drinks. Super duper. We had a good blether, lovely meal. When we came out, the weather was just dire, so the girls didn't even want to go down round the shops, so we just headed back. Dropped him off at Hart Hall, and we headed home, one of the routes we use mostly now, and we couldn't get there. We got about a mile and a half up the road, and we met, someone had planted a lake, or a loch, or a lochan, if you like, on the road. It flooded so badly that only the biggest of vans and trucks were coming through, and we just didn't risk it because it would just have been in through the door sills and flooded the car. Some idiot had tried it. Idiots may be a bit coarse. Some young fella had tried it, probably with bravado, or the fact that it is a very long detour. To get to it. It's a 3 mile long road, and if you can't make it, it's about a 10 mile, no, probably not, about an 8 or 9 mile detour. And he obviously thought, well, I'm not going to do that. So he was sitting there with no power in his car, water inside the footwells, and a tractor from a nearby wee farm had come down to pull him up the road. So I wasn't going to try it. So then we came back and tried one of the main routes back. That was totally flooded, so we had to divert through another town and up into a town of Armadale, and we were sailing along thinking, well, that's us, we're on the high ground now, but of course there's a big dip on that high ground, and yeah, you guessed it, queues of traffic either side giving each other a turn at coming through because the water was so deep, but we did make it through. I honestly can't remember seeing so much flooding, and that was everywhere, even down our way. Walking through the park just now, I can see that the burn had been right up into the park. So that was our day yesterday. And as I said, I felt fine till I got home. And we had our dinner. I felt great. I sat in the big chair with my iPad, looking up flights for holiday. And before 6 o'clock, I was just shattered. I utterly shattered. And I don't know. And everything just kind of set in from there. And that's how I felt that way this morning. And as I said earlier, I still feel like. You know how you want to go into a space where no one will hear you and just let it out. Just effing and blind and scream and get it out like some being, what's the word, demonised. Get it out of you. Exercised. I need to exercise what's eating away at me at the moment. And I have no idea what it is. So there you go. So we had a good day in Glasgow yesterday. If we hadn't went anywhere, we wouldn't have been anywhere. The weather was so bad, we just are stuck indoors. So, just proves the point, especially in this country. If you wait until the weather suits, you won't get a lot of places. Can't remember the exact phrase, but that's what it means. I've actually got a little one on my window ledge in my study that says, in the correct words, you know, if you do wait till the weather's fair or something. Doesn't matter, you know what I'm trying to say. Right, okay, so that's enough of that. There's something else I have to say, but I'm going to do it in another audio view. So, cheerio bye then now.